And when COVID started, it was very difficult to get meat. And, you know, just from a meat processing area, I mean, if you're very familiar with Wilson's, it was difficult for them to keep up with the production that people were requiring to get meat. I mean, it was not just toilet paper shortages, it was meat shortages as well. So it's one of those things that the local producers have got together to ask us to support, as well as their local delegation to support some temporary exemptions, especially in labeling and on-site animal processing for smaller animals. What this is trying to do is get a jump start so we don't face the shortages that we were facing, you know, last year in meat production. So instead of it, you know, taking, you know, 3 or 4 months to get it, which it is right now, if you schedule, you know, an animal right now, you know, cows are a little bit different, but, you know, they're wanting, there's a specific processing timeline that's better for them. You know, that timeline's pushed out 2 months. For the hog farmers and stuff like that, if they miss that window, they may miss that production. You know, growing up on around cattle and cattle being on both sides of my family, you know, I would be, honestly, I feel a lot better with a local farmer producing my what's going in my body than what I get walking into any grocery store around the area.